And I ain't hear no drop in a minute. No, I'm about my business.
Rapper's Guide Podcast, episode 27. This is your host, Diggy Metro.
Bales Pagliacci.
And today we wanted to talk about picking a name as a young artist and why it's actually important. I know when you first come out, you have like a lot of bad names and you're thinking of all these ideas. And a lot of the time, I feel like young artists, they pick stuff that's like already taken.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they understand that there's an actual issue with that business-wise. Like, we're not even talking just like, because a billion people could have the same exact name, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, it only takes one of them to go and like trademark that shit.
Yeah, or one of them to go and down.
Right. Like, it's deeper than just, I like this name, it suits me. It's like, can you actually have that name? It's the mm-hmm. same as a web domain. It's like, once someone buys that, you'd have to buy it from them, but you can't just take it. You know what I mean? And the importance of picking a name that one is Googleable. I'm making that a word.
That was a little mindfuck for me right there for a second.
I'm making Googleable a word, but picking a name that's Googleable, like picking a name that you type it into Google and it pulls it up right away and tells them that you're a musical artist. Cause a lot of people pick names that like, they might sound cool as hell, but when you Google it, like everything but you comes up.
They're random shit.
That's a real issue. And you might have to pick a name that you're not even necessarily like, I'm not going to say all the way behind, but it's going to feel awkward to you at first because you're like, why am I picking this name? And then you have to remind yourself, like, I'm picking this name because of SEO.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking this name because when you type it in on SoundCloud, it pulls up. When you type it in on Spotify, it pulls up. You don't want to type your name in on a streaming platform and 100 people will pop up.
Yeah,
and now I'm looking through, you know, like I have a artist that comes to the studio named 40.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many 40s.
A lot of 40s out there.
There's so many 40s.
40 this, 40 that, 40
and
that.
It's not a knock on him because that's a nickname that he has.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point you have to think about what you're going to add to that name or what you're going to subtract from that name
mm-hmm.
because you have to separate yourself at some point.
How many name changes are you going through?
When I started, I was my name.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to go J. Cole with it. I just had the first initial, the last name, right? And when I got signed, my manager and the label head, they both decided that that name's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, why don't you change your name to DMC? And I'm like Run DMC?
Yeah, what the
right?
fuck?
I was like Run DMC? And they're like, no, just DMC. And I'm like, yeah, there's a dude in Run DMC named DMC. Like, I can't be that. Right? So they're like, what about DMB? And I'm like, all right, cool. That sounds good. Bro, I had no idea because I'm just not a fan. Or not that I'm not a fan. I just never really listened to them. But there's a group called Dave Matthews Band.
That sounds familiar for some reason.
Dave
for
Matthews
me.
Band's
I don't know
a
why.
Huge, like, I guess, country or rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they go by DMB.
The DMB boys.
Like, they literally go by DMB. Like, that's their short, that's their acronym. So I picked DMB. And then, like, I remember doing a show at Webster Hall. And someone literally came up to me. And they were making a joke, obviously. But they're like, yeah, I really thought Dave Matthews Band was going to be here.
And then it's just you.
It's
on
just
your
me
lonely
just
rapping.
Standing rapping, you know? But nah, so I went from my name to DMB. And then I remember one day I realized that was going to be an issue. So I just thought about random shit. In high school, remember how before we were on the episode, I was telling you that I like my hair grows out curly?
Yeah.
I had braces. I was a tiny dude and I had curly hair. And people used to tell me, yo, you look like Diggy Simmons. I swear. Like when I was 14, I used to look like Diggy Simmons.
That's crazy.
Oddly, right? So that name always stuck with me as like a playful thing,
mm-hmm.
Diggy. But I shortened it to Dig. So I was Dig Metropolis. And mm-hmm. I was just thinking about the city being next door. And I was like, you know, like that's a name that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Googled it. Nothing came up.
That's
so I'm like, let me go with Dig Metropolis. Right. Then in my rapping, I would like play around with the name.
Mm-hmm.
And I would call myself Diggy Metro in the songs. And then at some point I was like, Diggy Metro just works better.
Yeah.
Like Dig Metropolis would work, but it Digi Metro just like sounds more, it just sounds better.
No, it does sound better.
So I just switched it to that entirely, changed all my shit to Digi Metro, and I just went with that. Like, I still have logos I got made that say Dig Metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, when you change, you kind of have to like rebrand and do everything the new way.
I went through only basically two name changes. I'm still wondering if I want to go for a third.
What were your name changes?
My initial one was J Bales, and it was like with a S. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, I had randomly seen, I don't know what kind of show it was. There was some dude named D Bales. And I was just like, you know what? My last name is Bailey. I can basically use this Bales moniker and run with it. So then I was J Bales for a while. And then it was just like, I had some other weird names in there too. It was like J Breezy, and it's like basically just copying off of Chris Brown.
Bro, I thought about the same shit. People used to call me D Breezy as a joke, and I was like, maybe that'll be my
name. I had like,
I might even have a mixtape out. I'm talking like that Piff free mixtape recorded on GarageBand. That's like D Breeze or some shit like that.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, when you're young and you're like trying to figure it out, and you're like, what could make me stand out? You think a lot of dumb shit.
Because then I came up with Goldenrod. 24 carats. Yeah, look. Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird time in my life.
Worst name I ever had, and I forgot about this completely in high school. I picked D-Trip.
D-Trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just using that D moniker, and you're just trying to run with that shit.
I was trying to run with anything. Anything.
And then by the time I got to high school, everybody kind of realized that I was like, I was the clown, then I had seen Watchmen. If you never seen, I got this Watchmen tattoo on my arm. And it was just like, they said the story of Pagliacci, and I was like, oh, okay. I'm the pretty funny guy, but I'll be going to these depressive days. I'm going to be Pagliacci now. And then I just took the J out, and then I just turned into Bales Pagliacci, and that's what I've been running with.
You remember me telling you that you should change that early on? Yeah,
because there was a rapper named Bales out there already.
There is a rapper named Bales, and that's what fucked up my initial reaction to your name. I still feel like your name is very hard to pronounce for a new...
Oh, yeah, the Pagliacci part just gets butchered. It just always gets
Pagliacci,
butchered.
Pagliacci, yeah, Pagliacci.
Pagliacci,
yeah, right.
Everybody just always butchers it.
Pagliacci is hilarious.
Yeah, it's just so fucking weird. Yeah, even somebody was on TikTok and they said, I'm going to make my Bales Pagliacci beats. And I was like, yeah, that's not how you say it. But, you know, I'm still at this point bordering on if I wanted to switch it and just kind of go something that's like a little bit more natural to me. Because, yeah, I am the funny guy. And, yeah, it kind of fits who I am as a person. But, you know...
I think that your name has grown on me because it's just like at this point it's been so much time that it's just like it just grew on me. But when I first saw it and you were first like hitting me up to mix records and shit, I remember thinking like, yo, that name needs to go. Like the Pagliacci part needs to go because I was like, or Pagliacci again.
It's just confusing because the G's there. Yeah, and I gotta say, the G is sound like lasagna.
Right. So big thing when you pick your name, can people pronounce it?
Yes.
Off that, can people pronounce your name? Is it easy to pronounce? Are they going to call you the wrong thing all the time?
Because that's just the worst. You have a show or something, they just be saying...
Announce you wrong?
I'm like, bro, yo, who the fuck is that?
If I did... I've been called Dig Metro, Metropolis. I was like, are you fucking shitting me?
Hey,
like, are you out of your mind? You know what I mean? But I've been called a bunch of different shit. But like, you have to pick names that are easily said. You want to be easily recognizable. If one person's talking about you, you want their friends to be able to go and search your name and not type the wrong shit in because your name is so difficult to pronounce. Also, when you put like numbers in your name, like that's horrible for Spotify. No, I'm saying like if you put like say Black as an artist, everyone calls him Six Lack. Everyone fucking
I was calling him Slack the entire
Slack.
Time.
Slack and. I know he blew up, right? So artist out there, I know he blew up. I understand.
We know there's outliers.
Right. Like, we get that. But it doesn't mean that that's something that he probably was looking forward to, was like being called the wrong name all the time.
I think he mentioned that in a bunch of interviews. Like, people just always call me the wrong name all the time.
Exhausted by it. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's probably like, dude, it's not Slack. It's Black. Just call me Black.
I'm still going to call him Slack. By mistake, it's just habit at this point.
Six Lag is the funny one.
Six Lag,
because it's so like literal. You know what I mean? Like someone just reading it for exactly what it is. Oh, Six Lag, yeah, Black.
But that's like kind of the thing that I think, you know, why it's important when it comes to choosing a name, because you know, at this day and age, it's not like a hard thing to change your name and have all your music ported over to a different artist name. It's just like you know, you just got to be able to find something that you feel like is going to stick with you or something that's going to really give your personality. And for the most part, sometimes even using your regular name can just really pass by as your artist name.
Bro, if you have a good name, like if you have a normal name, like my name is super fucking odd for rapping. Like it just wouldn't work. But like if you have a normal name that sounds fine and it's short and it, use it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, don't feel like you have to have this alias to be cool.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, cause trust me, like you're going to feel more comfortable when people can walk into a studio environment and just say your name and you know who they're talking to.
Cause I'm still bordering on just calling myself Bailey because that's what everybody calls me. Even like when it comes to like my mom, like Miss Bailey, like everybody just uses Bailey as the last name. Right. And it's like, I didn't want to be too close to the belly dude, but it was like, it's a difference, but what's wrong with Bailey? It's me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to keep my name as my rap name, honestly. Like, bro, I don't know why when I had to change my name the first time, because that one wasn't like an option. Like, that wasn't my choice.
Yeah, it was kind of like being forced by the label.
Right, right. So when that happened, that bothered me a lot because I was like, I don't want to be called that by people.
Mm-hmm.
And still to this day, there's certain people that I met from that time that's what they know me by. So that's what they call me. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm chilling with DMB. That shit bothers the fuck out of me. I'm like, bro, please stop calling me that. That hasn't been my name in 10 years.
I'm chilling with Dave Matthews, man.
Right? And that sounds dope as hell. Like, they don't know it's actually me.
That's also true. Yeah, it does sound a little dope.
But no, like, when you're picking a name as a young artist, you definitely want to make sure it's something that you don't mind being called because, like, it is weird when someone walks into a room and says your rap name and you, like, you don't even know if you should like turn around
because
you're like, what the fuck is this?
Exactly.
But beyond that, actually, that's not the most important. The most important is the SEO thing.
Yeah, the marketable. That's, like, being marketable with your name,
that's the most important. Two is make sure you have something that is comfortable and that you wouldn't be mind because the goal is to blow up, right? So you're picking something that people are going to be calling you for the rest of your music career.
Mm-hmm.
You could, of course, change your name during your music career. It's happened before, but like, I wouldn't recommend it. I could tell you a story. There was an artist who I was working with a lot. He would come and record music at my crib. This is on SoundCloud days. He's getting like 50,000 plays on records, like organically. He was just building a buzz.
What's up?
Right? And dude changed his name. Plays massively decreased.
Now they don't know who the fuck this person is.
Bro, and it's not easy. Once you change your name and you switch all your shit to that name, now someone who might have been searching your name to play your music doesn't even know where the fuck you went. They have no idea. So it's not just like you're not just thinking for yourself. You're also thinking for all the people that identify you as that name. And when you change that name, they can no longer identify you because they have no idea what your name is.
Because you know the dude Drum that did the song Broccoli? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He recently just changed his name. Honestly, I don't even fucking remember.
Big Baby Drum?
No, he changed it to some other shit. It's like really completely different where it's just like, if I was to hear that name, I would not assume that it was Drum. Like, she changed it completely.
Do you know who Gunplay is?
That's the dude that was with Rick Ross?
Yeah. Do you know he tried changing his name to Don Logan? Do you know that once you pick a name like Gunplay, as much as you might not like hearing that name in business meetings, when you try to change your name, it's going to be very difficult? Because now that's what people are going to call you.
That's like Waka Flocka saying, you know, my new name is Doug. My new rap name, Doug. Just call me Doug for now.
Now, I'm not talking shit about Gunplay because they probably fucking shoot us both. But I will say, like, when you pick a name that's outlandish, especially like that, like, don't go out and pick a name like fucking Morpheus. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't pick a name that sounds fucking stupid and you would hate if people fucking called you that on a regular basis.
Because once again, you're just trying to, at that time, you're just thinking, what's the coolest thing? What's the best thing I could try to separate myself? And honestly, sometimes the name just got to come organically. It just got to come naturally. You know, it just got to come from a place where you, once again, like you said before, it feels comfortable to you. Like, even right now, like, Bales Pagliacci feels comfortable to me just because it's a shortened version of my last name. It kind of just represents my personality. So it feels comfortable with me. But when I was originally rapping, it was like, I thought I had to fucking laugh on all of my tracks where I had to like do this like laugh every time because I was Pagliacci. So that was my trademark. And it was just like, you won't hear me laughing at any more of my tracks. It's like, I'm kind of, that's just, you know, you try to get this gimmick and you try to make this whole image around it. And it's just like, sometimes it just doesn't work out. It hurts the music more than it helps
also,
the music.
Also, rappers, stop naming yourself Lil. Like, enough. And stop naming yourself Young. Like, one day you're going to grow up to be a fucking adult. You know what I mean? And if you're like a small 13-year-old and you're Lil whatever, like, when you're a fucking full-grown man and you're calling yourself Lil whatever, you sound like an idiot. You know what I mean? Like, plain as... Bro, and I know that that's going to offend so many people that, like, watch this podcast, but it's like, dude, just expect that you're going to be this person in the future. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just thinking
your name
now
is only applying to the next, what, 3 years? Like, don't do that. Like, name yourself something that fucking makes sense as an adult as well as a kid.
I'm thinking now, when will Baby Keem just turn into Keem?
Well, Baby Keem is like, but I mean, even Lil Baby, like.
Yeah, like, when is he going to turn into, oh, he can't even turn to Baby. Yeah,
turn into anything. He's just Lil Baby from now on.
Yeah.
Wayne has been trying to drop Lil Wayne forever.
And it's like, it's not
been calling
happen.
Himself Wheezy, Toonchi. Like, he's been calling himself so many nicknames just to get away from being Lil Wayne.
But
you
that's
know what
Lil
I mean?
Wayne no matter what.
Right. Yeah, when you, and in his defense, he's fucking a tiny human being. So.
Also true, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe that worked for him. But, like, it's also just not, there's so many Lils. Like, again, someone's going to go to search your name. They're going to type in Lil. They can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
You type in Diggy on Spotify, you're going to pull up Diggy Simmons and Diggy Metro.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're going to pull up. And trust me, I know because I fucking search it.
And on top of that, they had confused you guys for a long time.
A long time they were confusing us.
Yeah.
Yeah. On all my Instagram music videos, it would literally say Diggy Simmons underneath. And people would hit me up every day.
Yeah.
Yo, did you know? Like, yes, bro. You're not the first fucking person.
I'm an artist. I'm aware of what's going on in my career.
Right.
Like, I can
see this happened a million times, bro. Like, trust me, I get it. Like, I also check into the shit that I do.
Mm-hmm. And that's like when it comes to like any type of name that you're picking, like, once again, try to be original. And usually being original is just sticking to like something that's true to you. Cause like, once again, when somebody types in Bales, I'm not the first person that pops up, no matter, like, I'm not just Bales. There's a rapper out there in Detroit whose name is Bales and he's been doing it for a while. So it's like, he's going to be the first person that's going to pop up. But if you type in like Bales and you get to the P, even then I still may not pop up until you really write my whole name out.
Yeah, but here's the fucked up part. It also depends on how much the person's being searched. If
also true, yeah.
If they're typing in Bales all the time and it's for you and they keep on clicking on your page and he gets less clicks, a site is going to be like, oh no, this is the more important
Bales,
obviously,
yeah.
And they're going to lift you above.
I'm still trailing behind right now, though. He's up.
That's fine. All I'm saying is like, there is a way to overtake that, but like, why would you want to?
Yeah, that's what I know. What you
and
mean.
I get that no name, like, it's hard as fuck to come up with an original name, but that's why we could do a whole episode on picking a name because it's like, it's not such an easy thing. Yes. Like, you think it's easy, but it's not. It actually requires a lot of thought, like future thought. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that you're going to want to get an LLC under.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that you're going to do business under. And like, with a DBA, like, you don't want to do business as fucking Lil Dipshit. Like, you just don't want to do that. You
like,
know what I mean?
Who should I make this check out to? Lil Dipshit?
Right.
Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, Lil Dipshit.
Lil Dipshit. That's my name. Because I made a joke song when I was fucking 12. You know what I mean?
Lil Dicky checks must look fucking funny. If he signs his names, if they sign his checks over to
like
Lil Dicky. Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
I
mean, he probably Lil Dicky doing business as in his real name, you know?
And even a name like that, like, even just, I just randomly had just thought about, like, Lil Dicky. It's just like, for him, that name actually, weird as it sounds, he always talks about his little small penis. So Lil Dicky kind of fits, it works, and he also does kind of like the comedy rap.
It's fucking funny. It's
meant to
be funny.
It's meant to be, his name fits what he's supposed to be trying to do.
There are dudes rapping about killing people and their name is Lil fucking Sammy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's just not, it doesn't work well.
It doesn't attach. It doesn't make any sense. Your name's Lil Sammy and you're talking about fucking sniping people.
Yeah. But, you know,
it's a weird name to pick for that. Like, pick something that actually makes sense with that. If you're a tough guy rapper, pick a fucking tough name that actually makes you sound tough. Don't pick. If you're a tough guy rapper, which I am not, you don't pick a name like Diggy Metro.
Yeah, you definitely don't pick Bales Pagliacci.
Because it's a playful name. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't pick that name if your go-to is like making raps about murder. Tech N9ne is a great example of a dude who picked the perfect name for his genre.
And especially because he'd be rapping and he raps like a fucking Tech N9ne. So that's where the fucking name came from. It fucking fits perfect.
Both. Like the content as well. You know what I mean? Like he has that very dark visual
mm-hmm.
and it fits his brand.
His whole entire thing.
Your name has to fit your brand. Fits who you are.
Then you look at like the big three goats of the generation, right? Well, I guess Little Baby's starting to reach up there, but J. Cole, Drake, which is basically like a form of like the Aubrey, and then Kendrick Lamar. Travis Scott. I'm not sure if that's his name, but I'm pretty
sure
it's
like
is.
A middle name and his last name or some shit.
So like everybody's using what's kind of original to them or what they really came from. And it's like, I get it. We have to be creatives because we're artists. We have to come up with all these outlandish names to separate ourselves and push ourselves apart. But once again, what we always advocate on this podcast, try to be as natural as you can. Try to be as organic as you can with yourself and your image. And everything just kind of falls in line after that.
I saw Young Zan. What's his name? Lil Zan?
Lil Zan, yeah.
I saw Lil Zan posting the other day about how like people continue to call him a drug addict and he doesn't do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You picked fucking Lil Zan.
You picked a prescription as your name. So
was your name, bro. Mm-hmm. Like you picked that name. No shit, people are gonna attach you to drugs. That's your fucking name.
Yeah.
It's like it's beyond just like it's stupidity at that point. You know what I mean? Like you thought of a name when you were a fucking idiot kid. And now that you're a little bit more of an adult, you're like, fuck, dude, why is everyone calling me a drug addict
anymore? Yeah.
Because that's your name, bro. And that's what people are gonna remember you as. There's people who have switched their name and they can't escape, like a Gunplay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many times, if I listen to a song and Don Logan's on it, I'm going to call him Gunplay. Who's on that song? Oh, it's Rick Ross and Gunplay. I'm not going to be like, it's Rick Ross and Don Logan and then have someone be like, who the fuck is Don Logan?
Mm-hmm.
It's Gunplay. Oh, Gunplay.
That's always going to fucking happen. You're never going to be able to like get past that moniker. So it's just like, it's best that you try to find a way to get the best solution for the now and in the future. Future-proof the shit. Make sure the shit is future-proof. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to do an audible later on, just make sure that it's, once again, it's kind of close or similar to what you were originally called. Because I know there's even some independent artists out there who was going by a specific name at one point, and their streams and everything was up. And then, like you said before, they had switched their name, and then I went to their page later on, it's like, the streams and stuff was not there. It's like, you lose so much traction, especially if you're not doing the right things, or you tracking these people or getting their emails to let them know, yo, I switched my name around.
You want
to
know why? Because people are very, like artists are very arrogant and they think that no matter what they do, the fans will always follow.
That ain't true.
And although they might be a fan of the music, you also, what I try to preach to a lot of people is that like you have to make consumption as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
In the world of conversions, like ads and shit, you want as few clicks as possible. Yep. Like, that's your goal. Like, how can I get this to be one click? If not two clicks, but three clicks and four clicks. And when I'm saying clicks, what I mean is, for anyone who's unaware, there's probably a lot of people that are aware, but all right, so someone finds your ad, right? They have to swipe up. That's technically a click.
Click, yeah.
Right? Now, they have your link tree up. They have to click on Spotify, say, if they have Spotify, right? Mm-hmm. They click on Spotify. That's two clicks. Now they have to click the play button. That's three clicks. A lot of people don't make it past two clicks.
Nope.
A lot of people don't make it past one click.
They'll see that fucking landing page and they just like, all right, I don't even want to do this no more.
That's why these websites are frequently making it so that you scroll over a video and it just plays itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want the simplest transaction possible. They want you to literally hover over something and it starts playing. You ever go on a website and like a video just starts playing? And you're like, you have to go click pause on it.
At that point, you're forced to go over and try to pause it real quick.
Right. And that probably adds to the clicks. Like, to them, you know what I mean? Like, oh, someone hit play or someone hit whatever. But like, they're trying to make it as simple as possible to click through something. And because of that, like, you have to pay a lot of attention to making stuff as easy to consume as possible. Now, take that and bring it to picking your name. What's an easily consumable name?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, how are people going to click me if they do see my name pop up? How are people going to remember this name? If it's something long, they probably won't remember it. Nor will they like avidly try to. Like people don't want to do shit that's difficult.
Yeah, no, that's stress facts.
That's why all these people that are coming out, like a Baby Keem, Lil Baby, they're very like simple and short names.
Simple shit. Just get you on a path. It's like even like Stunna for Vegas. I'm still kind of, I don't I'm still kind of.
I mean, the name stands out.
It definitely does, especially how he spells it and
if you
everything
say started
as well.
For Vegas, you're not going to be like, "Oh, who is that? That's someone else."
Yeah, you definitely know what I
mean. Like, you
it
know
is.
Exactly who you're talking about. Obviously, if you're aware, you know what I mean. But like, you have to. I don't think that every name is stupid. Like. Stunner for Vegas, I wouldn't look at that name and be like, that's a dumb name.
Yeah, that's what I'm still on the fence about. It's like, it seems like it's a good ass name, and especially how he spells it and everything, all caps. So it has its own identity within itself. And like, anytime I say it, I can see him visibly. I know who the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but you know, some people could probably look at it like, is he even from Vegas?
I also feel like there's like a trend. There was a trend at one point when you get like the Party Next Doors, you get the Weekends, like where I feel like that sounds like a band name.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like one person.
And then even how they like they usually combine it together, they don't have it separated.
Like I would never think if someone said, yo, Party Next Door is performing and I was completely unaware.
That was a band to me.
I wouldn't be like, that's one person. You know what I mean? I wouldn't go there expecting to see one guy on stage. I would go there expecting to see an entire band.
Even The Weeknd, I didn't even know how to spell his name until recently, honestly. Right.
But The Weeknd, you would definitely think like you're going to see a band play.
Yeah.
So there's names that like in the head of a consumer are going to kind of weird them out. Now obviously those people reached excessive heights, so like good for them, but the confusion factor still applied. You know what I mean?
And like a lot of times, once again, outliers, we know they're there. We also know people do become successful with certain names, but a lot of times what we tend to do is ignore the majority of people who it doesn't work for and just want to point out the ones that did get somewhere. And once again,
that's a constant with this podcast.
Yeah, you know, point out all the people that did do it, but you're just ignoring the hundreds and thousands of people it did not work for. And you know,
you
want to
get your music
suffering.
Mixed and mastered. Well, XXXTentacion made Look At Me and his song wasn't mastered. Okay, name one fucking more.
Exactly.
And for everyone that has the I'm going to say the audacity to comment that on the page, why the fuck did XXXTentacion get the rest of his music mixed and mastered from that point forward?
Nobody knows.
Why would he do that? Like, if he was such a star off of Look At Me and didn't need to get his songs mixed and mastered, why the fuck would he start getting his music mixed and mastered?
Why are engineers even a thing?
Is it maybe because, like, he found success and then everyone recommended he start getting his music mixed and mastered?
Mm-hmm.
Is that maybe the reason? I don't know.
That's exactly what it was.
I might be off, but I'm thinking if I'm a label head and I hear Look At Me and I see what it's doing online, and I grab that guy, I probably recommend he goes to an engineer for his next song.
Even his name, now that I'm thinking about it, it was a little, I don't want to say controversial, but after a while, people just started calling him X. It's like that Tentacion shit was kind of like a tongue twister for a lot of people.
A lot of people didn't know how to say it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's when he turned it to X after that.
Extension, like, people used to call him.
Yeah.
Extension.
That's funny as shit. I didn't know how to pronounce his name either. Then after a while, people just started referring to him as X.
I'm Hispanic, so XXXTentacion, when I read it, I was like, no, that just makes sense.
It just rolls off the tongue beautifully.
But yeah, like most people couldn't say that shit. So you're looking to pick a name that people could say. You're looking to pick a name that people could search. You're looking to pick a name that you're comfortable with. You're looking to pick a name that overall is not going to give you a hard time in the future. And that's really what we're trying to convey with this episode is that like, and this is an easy episode. This isn't one of those like, holy shit, they're dropping super gems in here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys could leave with anything, it's just understand that every step of the way is important. Every step matters. You might not think it does, but it does. And you'll find more success if you do that correctly. If you do pick a name that makes sense. If you do pick a name that the domain's available.
Mm-hmm.
If you do pick a name that like, you can Google and fucking you don't see anything and it's only you. Like, I dare someone to go out and type Diggy Metro into Google. It's going to tell you I'm a musical artist as soon as it pops up.
Yeah.
Literally, side of
the
page says musical artist. And you know, like, it's simple. Now, if I picked a different name that maybe there's like a brand of water that's named after that, you search it and you might have to scroll through 8 pages before you find one thing about your music. That's not helpful.
Shit, sometimes if you just type in Pagliacci, you're going to fucking see the play, like the opera play, which my name is literally from the play that's in opera. So it's just like, got to deal with that too. But once again, it's just like, when I put the bills in front of it, it's like it kind of just eliminates that problem.
Well, I don't expect anyone to type in Metro and find me.
Yeah, also
you know
true.
What I mean? Like, yeah. That would be very strange if you only typed in the last name of my artist name.
You know what's funny? I got so many fans and listeners in South America that when I look on YouTube, the search says Baile Pagliacci. It says B-A-I-L-E. Like, they're calling me Dance Pagliacci.
Dance Pagliacci. That should be your alias.
Dance Pagliacci. Baile Pagliacci. That shit's funny as hell. But yeah, like you were saying, like one of the important things, like, yeah, pick a name and yes, you can switch it, and yes, you get all the information ported over to those distribution services. But at the same time, it's not really promised that your fans are going to be able to follow up and just kind of go along with you, because even bigger name artists do it and it just doesn't always work out well.
It's also a fucking headache. It's also like, yeah, you can do anything under the sun, right? But that's a fucking headache.
Mm-hmm.
Like having to switch your name and then transfer all your music and lose your whole following and lose all your fans. Because you were indecisive.
Yeah.
It's a fucking headache. Just avoid it. Like, we're not telling you that you can't do certain things. You can, but like, just avoid it if you can. You know what I mean? Like, make your life more simple.
Even fucking, I'm just thinking these names now. I'm fucking mad as towards the end of the episode, but the fucking rapper Mulatto, she had to change her name to Big Lotto or some shit because the Mulatto was like basically a derogatory term.
Yeah.
So she couldn't be Mulatto anymore. She had to be Big Lotto.
Yeah. Well, don't pick a racist name when you pick your artist name. Yeah. All right, guys. This is Rappers Got Podcast. We're signing out. This is Diggy Metro.
Fails Pagliacci.
Peace out, guys.